A little over a week ago, I asked a question on my blog, has responsive design killed Photoshop for web designers? I suggested that graphical packages that require you to set a canvas size before you can start designing were far from perfect in a world of responsive design. And the post caused a phenomenal response with 56 comments and lots of discussion and attention from the likes of Smashing Magazine, etc. The overwhelming response in the comments was that although a tool like Photoshop or Fireworks weren't ideal, they were the best of a bad bunch. Although designing in the browser has its place, there was generally a feeling that we couldn't do away entirely with graphics packages. Obviously, we still need graphics packages for producing imagery for our sites. However, I can't help but feel that static comps are not the right thing to be presenting to clients, not the primary design tool we should be using. That said, I do understand people's concerns about dropping graphics packages as our primary design tool. Fortunately, it appears that Adobe is aware of these shortcomings and is working hard to offer us an alternative. That alternative is called Reflow. Adobe Reflow seems to be a hybrid of traditional graphics package and designing in the browser. Although its tools have a lot in common with Photoshop, the whole thing is rendered using CSS. The result is that when you create a box with rounded corners and a drop shadow and a gradient or whatever else, this is actually being rendered in as CSS in the background. And because the whole application is built on CSS, Reflow also supports the fluid nature of the web. You can even set breakpoints that allow you to change your layout for responsive sites. Now, the other advantage of Reflow is that you can select any element that you've designed on the page in Reflow and look at the code associated with it. This makes it loads easier when it comes to coding your design. Now, no doubt the code will be far from perfect. However, for things like colours and sizes and styling, being able to look at these things instantly is really useful. This ability to look at the code also offers another advantage, the chance for pure designers to learn code. I've just returned from How Interactive in Washington, D.C., and this conference is aimed primarily at print designers who are moving across to the web. And the one thing that really shocked me is how reluctant many of these designers are to learn code. Now, I'm aware this is a controversial area, but it strikes me as insane that a designer shouldn't at least understand how websites are coded, even if they don't do the final coding themselves. Reflow offers an opportunity for these designers to pick up some basics of coding by allowing them to look at the code associated with the stylings that they've created. And hopefully, this will help them to realize that coding CSS isn't really that difficult. Unfortunately, this ability could also lead to Dreamweaver-style WYSIWYG coding, and that is dangerous. The only element about Reflow that concerns me is the ability to export code. This puts Reflow, in my opinion, in the same league as Dreamweaver. Although Dreamweaver is actually an excellent coding environment, its WYSIWYG editor has encouraged poor quality code and so tarnished its reputation. The danger is that Reflow produces less than perfect code, which, let's face it, any automated tool will do, and that will in turn have consequences. It will lead to numerous poorly coded websites. Many web designers are going to end up learning bad coding habits, and skilled coders are going to reject the tool entirely despite its many good points. Of course, I can understand Adobe's decision to allow exporting of code. It allows them to reach a much greater audience. There is also a lot of web designers out there who want a WYSIWYG styling tool. I just hope that it doesn't lead to Reflow having the same kind of damaged reputation that Dreamweaver has in certain circles. From my perspective, Adobe Reflow is a really useful tool, and I can't wait to get my hands on it and give it a proper test drive. For now, all we can do is look at the Adobe sneak peek and a presentation that I link to in my blog. Let's see where this goes. I really hope it turns out to be as cool as it looks.